We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Donna Brothers is with us. Donna, how are you? Thank you for joining me.
I'm well, Adam. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you, and all looking forward to the Preakness Stakes, even though there's been a lot of controversy since the Kentucky Derby. And we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. Bob Baffert, who obviously has been, you know, the most successful trainer in racing, I mean, his reputation has taken a pretty big hit here, no?
Yeah, rightfully so. It's definitely been a black eye on the sport. It's been a black eye for Bob Baffert. And, you know, I think that there's been a certain amount of irresponsibility that's gone into the positive test that he's had. And at some point, he's going to have to really take a hard look at the way that he's managed his stable and address it. But, rightfully so.
Are you surprised they've let Medina Spirit run in the Preakness?
No. What I'm surprised about is that he actually released the news of the first split sample coming back positive. Because to be honest, in horse racing, and I'm sure in many other sports, it's not really a positive until the split comes back as positive. So it's got to be a confirmed positive. And there have been split samples that have come back and they've been negative. And so I wouldn't have released that information until that was a confirmed positive. And that was Bob Baffert's choice. He's the one who decided to release that information. And so until that split sample comes back, it's not a confirmed positive. And so I'm surprised that Churchill Downs decided to suspend him and not take any entries because, again, it's not a confirmed positive. And I'm not even sure if that'll stick, to be honest with you, just according to the rules of racing.
Oh. Only three of the horses, including Medina Spirit, from the Derby running at the Preakness, 10 horses in total. Medina Spirit is the favorite. Do you think Medina Spirit will win?
I don't. He's a horse that I felt like ran a huge race in the Kentucky Derby, but he took a big step forward. So his prior numbers, if you just look at the buyer speed figures in the daily racing form, had been running consistently in about the mid-90s. And then in the Kentucky Derby, he went from running a 94 in the Santa Anita Derby to running a 102. And you don't see those horses come back and run another top effort like that 2 weeks later. Usually if they're going to come back with another top effort, it's going to be with a six-week recovery time in between. So, no, I don't see him running that kind of race back. He's probably going to be the favorite because he's the Derby winner, but he's not my favorite.
So who is your favorite?
Well, I like another horse that came out of the Kentucky Derby. I think that, you know, horses who have the constitution to make it to the Kentucky Derby in the first place, that says something about them. The track record for the new shooters, as we call them, isn't that great. So I like Midnight Bourbon. He's a horse who's been another horse that was consistently running in the mid-90s. He actually didn't run quite as well in the Kentucky Derby, but he didn't get away from the gate as well as his trainer would have liked. I think he's going to be more forwardly placed this time around. He was wide on both turns. And so I think Midnight Bourbon is the horse that is going to improve the most. He finished sixth in the Kentucky Derby. He'll be a little bit of a price. I think he's going to be third choice in the wagering according to the morning line odds, but I would take 5-1 on him all day long before I'd take 5-2 on either one of the favorites.
If you were to lay a few bucks on one of the real long shots in the race, maybe a horse that's 15-1 or bigger odds, who would you throw it on?
Well, Adam, I mean, Coach Lucas has a horse in the race, right? Remember when
true.
He won with Oxbow at long odds?
That's
so, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Coach Lucas. But first of all, full disclosure, as a jockey, I rode a lot for him. I know what a awesome trainer he is, isn't that? He's 85 years old now, and he's not lost any off of his fastball. He already owns six Preakness wins. So a win here would tie the record that Bob Baffert already has tied with another trainer from many, many years ago. And Ram's coming into this race off of two consecutive wins. Now, his numbers don't fit with these, but he's a horse who went from a 49 to a 74 to an 81, so he's got that kind of forward progression. So I don't know that he can win the race, but if I'm going to bet a long shot, I'm going to be betting on D-Wayne Lucas.
Donna, do you miss racing? Do you miss, riding the horses in the races? Of course.
I
know you still
question.
Ride, but...
Yeah, I only ride on TV. The only riding I do anymore
okay.
is when I'm doing the television coverage. And the main reason why, Adam, is because it would be like if you drove a Ferrari your whole entire life, and then for whatever reason you can't drive a Ferrari anymore, and your buddy's like, hey, I've got a golf cart if you want to drive that. Yeah, not the same. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I get
for me.
That.
So when I ride, I'm just used to that fast, exhilarating speed of a thoroughbred and all that power, but I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to ride races. I retired from riding races because I was ready to move on and do other things. And believe it or not, I've been with NBC Sports for 21 years
wow.
now. So, yeah, I love what I do with NBC. I love the other things that I do as well. So, I don't miss it. But I think I would miss it if I wasn't still involved with these big days from the standpoint of being there with NBC, getting to interview the winning jockey right after the race. But I don't miss riding races because, you know what? This is going to be a newsflash. It's dangerous.
Yeah. When you first started your career, obviously you were one of the first female jockeys. Were the guys nice to you? Were they lousy to you? I mean, what was that experience like?
Well, I'm going to challenge your premise a little bit because my mother was a jockey. So she started riding in 1969, and she genuinely was one of the first female jockeys. So she was the sixth female jockey to be licensed. I didn't start riding until 1987. So by the time I started riding, I really didn't think anything of it. I didn't think of it as a man's world. I thought of it as my world. I grew up there, right? And so I watched how my mother handled herself, and she was tenacious, and she was aggressive. And I guess just to say it bluntly, she was a fighter. She wouldn't take any crap off of anybody. And I'm not a fighter, so I didn't want to be a fighter. So I'm a little bit more tactical. If I felt like I did something wrong, I would apologize. As an apprentice rider, you all make plenty of mistakes. It has nothing to do with being a male or a female. And I think, the men never tried to intimidate me because they knew it just wasn't going to work. I wasn't intimidated by them. I did grow up with a brother. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Hit me. I don't care. I've been hit, and I will hit back. It's just not my first choice.
Right. As a non- horse racing person, right? I've been on a horse, but I've never run a race, obviously. Way too big, and unfortunately not tall, just too fat. But I love the movie Seabiscuit, but as a jockey, were there flaws in that movie that bothered you? Did you like it?
I loved Seabiscuit. I thought it was a great movie. The only flaw in Seabiscuit was that the goggles, the jockeys only ever rode every race with one goggle. And I was like, yeah, that's interesting. If you notice, our jockeys have to ride with five or six goggles and you go through them because they get covered in dirt. But that was the only, minor flaw. I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was really well done. It was a great book by Laura Hillenbrand.
Yeah.
And, she's just a great storyteller, and it was a great story to be told.
Everybody can watch the Preakness Stakes this Saturday, of course, on NBC. Donna Brothers does a great job with the coverage, and we appreciate you joining us. Thank you, Donna.
My pleasure, Adam. Thanks for covering the Preakness, and hope to have everybody watching, tuning in to us.
We will be starting at 2 o'clock. Thank you, Donna, this Saturday on NBC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.